it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks for joining us. You might recall that towards the end of last year, we spoke with Santiago Velasquez about the Halo app, which is designed to let bus drivers know that somebody is wanting to catch a bus. It's always good to see competition and alternative products. We speak this week with Cassie Hames, who is a programmer living in South Australia and has also come up with something very similar. Cassie, thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
We've not spoken to you before on New Horizons, so let's start by finding out a little bit about you, your background, where you come from, and what you do, etc.
Yep, so I work as a programmer. I live in Adelaide. What else can I say about myself? I experienced vision loss during high school, and it continued from there. I'd say I'm a very determined person that, you know, if I get told I can't do something, I'll try and find another way around it.
And it sounds like you've done just that. We're here to talk about public transport and in particular buses, real-time monitoring and things like that. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in this area and why it was of particular importance to you.
Yeah, so I got involved just 3 years of frustration of being left behind at a bus stop. So, you know, I can wear a high-vis vest and hold a sign with what bus number I want to catch, and the bus can still go fast. And, you know, it's just such a frustrating process. And I thought, well, there's got to be a better way. You know, what if I could hail that bus ahead of time so the bus driver knows that, oh, I need to pull over at the upcoming stop. So I entered the Holman Prize, which is a prize open to blind and vision impaired people, and it's run by the Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired in San Francisco. And that helped kickstart my idea. So you put in like your pitch of what you want to like try and achieve. To my surprise, I was one of the winners, and that really just kickstarted the project, which was awesome.
How did you go about it? I mean, obviously you could sit down and write an app, but it's a lot more involved than that, isn't it? Because you've got to be able to make that interface with something at the other end. What was involved in making all of that happen?
Yeah, thought had to go into it as to like, okay, like as an individual, I'm standing at a bus stop and I want to indicate to the bus, you know, that I'm standing here. So then it became, well, what sort of device do we put onto a bus that can monitor requests and then ring a onboard bus bell system? We did try using like a light box with a panel of lights to say, you know, pick up, drop off, that sort of thing. And, you know, that worked to some extent, but the onboard bus bell, you know, is part of the driver's experience already. So that suited the situation better.
Of course, there is a risk that the bell system may not work, and we often hear that the bell system doesn't work or that the drivers ignore it. Is there a way that you have managed to put in place to make sure that that doesn't happen?
Not at this stage, because, you know, the challenge still is the driver can ignore it. You know, it does happen on public transport. And I think it sort of comes down to, you know, working with the drivers and getting that driver buy-in and going like, you know, this is why we're creating this system. You know, this is what we're hoping you're going to do. Like, can you help us out with this, and to get their feedback in the process as well, to get an understanding of what works and doesn't work for them.
So let's talk about the UX or the user experience perspective. What happens when you walk up to a bus stop? What do you need to do?
Yep, so you open up your phone and select the See Me Bus Signalling app, And that provides a list of stops that are available as part of the trial. So you select the stop that you're standing at, and it will show the list of bus services that are part of the trial. So in Adelaide, we're trialling on the 99A and 99C. So you'd select, say, the 99C bus, and that would show a list of the destination stops that the service is running. So you then select, okay, I want stop 1, 2, 3. And you confirm your request. And what happens is, as the bus is departing from the stop prior to yours, you get a notification on your phone to say that the bus is approaching, get ready to get on. And you can actually turn your phone to landscape, and it shows the bus number. So as that bus pulls in, you can show your phone to go like, oh, is this the 99A? Bus driver goes, yep, you get on the bus. So the bus driver also knows that they need to pull over, because that onboard bus ding has rang while it's been traveling to the upcoming stop. And then when you're on the bus, again, approaching your destination stop, the onboard bus bell rings, and you get a notification on your phone to say, get ready to get off. Bus is approaching your destination stop. So we're trying to make it, you know, as simple and easy, and hopefully less stressful to catch public transport.
So as a user of the app, the only thing you really need to know is which bus stop number you want to get on and which one you want to get off, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And how do you find that out? Is it just something that you're expected to find out elsewhere, or is there a way to actually establish that?
Yeah, I mean, at the moment in the app, it's based on, I guess, knowledge of that bus route. So like it'll say, you know, stop 1, 2, 3, you know, South Road, that sort of thing. So if you know the area, you would know what stop you might be looking at.
And of course, if you use something like the a public transport app that shows you the journey that you should take, they usually tell you the bus stop number, don't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Obviously, you mentioned that you're trialling it on two bus routes at the moment. How did you get the Metropolitan Transport people in Adelaide involved, and what has been the reception so far?
Yeah, so we've been working with Department for Infrastructure and Transport here in South Australia. So, you know, pitched the idea of CME and what we're trying to achieve. And from there, we had a conversation around, well, if we were to trial it, you know, what would be a good bus route to test it on? And so we picked the 99A and 99C, which is the City Connector bus. So it's in the city. It's a free service for people to use. So, you know, it's a good one for people to be able to hop on, go around on the bus, because it's a loop, so you can get on and get off at the same stop.
Have many people tested it, to your knowledge, and how successful has it been so far?
Yes, it's been going well. We've had some really good feedback. Of course, you know, you always get people going, oh, when's it going to be on my bus route? And certainly, you know, that's the goal, to get it expanded. But yeah, no, like it's been great having people test it out, and for it to be open for anyone to give it a try.
And tell me about the platforms on which it works. Is it iOS only or Android as well?
No, both Android and iOS. So made sure to make it work for both.
Excellent. And it's called SeeMe. One word or two words?
Two words. So people can find it by searching for SeeMe Bus Signalling in either the Android store or the Apple store.
Towards the end of last year, we spoke to Santiago about Halo, which does a very similar thing. Are you aware of Halo, and what do you think the key differences are?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've heard of Halo. Look, I'm not really sure what the differences are. There's certainly similar apps trying to solve the same problem, which I think really just goes to show, you know, this is a much needed solution across Australia.
Absolutely right. And it's always good to have different ways of interfacing with these things. And, you know, it would be ideal if people could use the both apps in the same market, depending on the technology that's actually installed on the buses. Did you have to invent the technology that makes the bus receptive to these signals, or did that already exist?
So the onboard bus bell like already exists. It was just creating the connection between a device that's monitoring the request and the onboard bus system.
Mm. Well, it sounds like you've done an excellent job. Where to from here?
From here, it'll be trying to expand trials to get it tested across other areas, but you know, also looking to make it a more scalable solution and hopefully get it rolled out across a bus network or even a train, tram, ferry. You know, this isn't an issue just related to buses.
Mm. Obviously, you've tested this yourself. How much confidence has it given you with regard to catching buses?
It really does change, you know, the whole experience because, you know, I find catching public transport quite stressful because, you know, you never know whether you're going to, whether your bus is coming. And then even when you're on the bus, you know, how do you know when to get off? And to have that prompt, it just really, and for it to ring the onboard bus bell system, it just takes a lot of that stress away because it's like, okay, I can just like sit, enjoy the journey, wait for the prompt. So in November last year, the See Me app won Initiative of the Year at the Centre for Accessibility Awards, which was really exciting to get that recognition in the community.
And that's a well-known award initiative from the Centre for Accessibility Australia, run out of Western Australia. And it's a very prestigious award, so congratulations on that. My understanding is that at the moment the trial has an end date. Tell us a little bit about that and you know, maybe if you've got some ideas as to what might happen after that.
Yes, yeah, so the trial started beginning of February and it's a 6-month trial. So during that time, you know, I'll be making updates to the app as well to test out different functionality. And then, you know, so say middle of the year, the trial will end and we'll review the feedback and look at what are the next steps. You know, do we try like testing a different route? Could it potentially be rolled out? You know, we'll see where it goes. We're trying to improve public transport catching for everyone. You know, it's not about charging the government a lot of money or anything. It's about rolling out a solution that can help anyone and everyone that wants to use it.
And that trial's going for another few months. If you live in Adelaide or you're visiting Adelaide, check it out. The app is called See Me Bus Signalling, and you can look on the App Store and the Google Play Store. If you'd like to get in touch with Blind Citizens Australia, you can call 1800 033 660, 1800 033 660, or you can email bca@bca.org.au, bca@bca.org.au. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Do take care. I'll talk to you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.